Today we're going to talk about the direction of ease. And this is something that you will learn, people learn in craniosacral training. That's where I learned it. But I carry it over metaphorically into my life, and my clients do as well, with great results. So what I invite you to do is to lie down comfortably. You can lie down in your bed, but the only thing is no pillow. I want your head as flat as it can be. And you're going to start out by turning your head to the right. And again, this is not picking up your head and placing it to the right. I want it to be a roll. So, for example, if your neck is very tight or you have restrictions, you may not be able to turn your head very far at all, and that's fine for this exercise. We just want to get a sense of how far you can go to the right easily. And then just notice that, stop, bring your head back to center. And now you're going to do the same thing to the left. Just roll easily as far as you can go to the left. Just notice about where it is. And then come back to center. Okay, now which way were you able to move more easily and farther? Okay, so I want you to turn your head that way. So if it was easier for you and you moved more farther to the right, then turn your head to the right, and we're just going to hold it there for about 15 seconds. Just hold it there easily. Obviously, you're not pushing. You're not trying to go further than you were going. And use your best judgment if it's uncomfortable for you. Only go as far as it's comfortable. Okay, great. So now we're going to have you move back to center easily. And now I'm going to have you go in the other direction, which in our example would be to the left. And we'll call that the direction of barrier. And I want to see what you notice, whether you can move even just a little bit further than you could originally on this barrier, trickier side. In most cases, in many cases, people will experience surprise that they were in fact able to move their head further than they could just 15 seconds earlier. And this is an example of the power of moving in the direction of ease. And it's the opposite of what we are taught to do, right? If it's easier for you to move to the right, then let's spend a lot of time moving to the left to make moving to the left better, faster, stronger, right? That's what we're taught to do typically in the world. But in actuality, and as we've just demonstrated for many people, when you move in the direction that you are more comfortable in moving, you then gain the flexibility to move in the opposite direction pretty quickly. And I think if you use the metaphor of moving in the direction of ease in order to be able to move in the more difficult direction later, there's a lot of gold there to glean for life. So try that out in the world. Try moving in the direction of ease before you move in the direction of barrier, and find the barriers start to dissolve. See you tomorrow.